When it comes to environmental action, one of the biggest ways in which we can individually have a positive impact is by choosing fabrics that are earth-friendly. Clothing production and microfibers that are released when we wash our clothes are two extremely polluting activities, seriously causing damage to the environment and our waterways. We can circumvent some of these effects by choosing fabrics that have less of an effect on the earth when in production, fabrics that are well made and have a long life, and fabrics that are easily biodegradable for when they are no longer needed. I've outlined six fabrics below that rank from most earth-friendly to least, and the impact they have in production, during their lifetime, and in the afterlife. This blog post was sponsored by Logan and Finley, and this article was originally written for their blog, which I am now sharing here as well. All thoughts and opinions remain my own. Number one is hemp. Hemp is the most versatile plant on the earth and serves many uses. As a fabric, it's the top choice for sustainability. Hemp doesn't require much water to grow, and it can produce 2 to 3 times more fiber per acre than cotton can. It also replenishes the soil as it is growing, rather than taking nutrients away, like most plants do. Hemp is breathable, soft, warm, moisture-wicking, and antibacterial. Like linen, hemp is super durable and becomes softer with use. Because it is a wholly natural fiber when unbleached, washing hemp clothing in your machine isn't cause for concern, as the microfibers that filter into the water supply will easily break down with time. Hemp is biodegradable at the end of its lifetime, meaning you can chuck it in the backyard and use it as garden mulch. From a sustainability perspective, hemp is definitely the best fabric to go with. Next is linen. And it's actually on par with hemp, as linen remains traditionally and historically one of the best and most sustainable fabrics to date. Made from the flax plant, linen production uses the plant in its entirety, lessening waste from the get-go. Flax is easily grown and quickly replenishable, using far less water than cotton and no chemical fertilizers or pesticides, making linen production very sustainable. This is when dew redding or enzyme redding is used, not water redding. Linen, as a fabric, has a very long lifetime, as it's one of the most durable fabrics out there. With a recent resurrection, linen clothing is coming back as people seek ways to lessen their fashion footprint. Linen is breathable, durable, lightweight, absorbent, antimicrobial, naturally moth-resistant, and cooling, making it perfect for summer days. It also reduces gamma radiation almost by half, protecting us from solar radiation. It's the only fabric that is stronger when wet, and like hemp, becomes softer with use. Also like hemp, microfibers from linen are of no concern, as they will naturally biodegrade in the water. Linen pieces that are left undyed or naturally dyed will biodegrade 100% with time, making it sustainable and earth-friendly. The third fabric is bamboo, which is the same or similar as rayon or viscose. A natural fiber made from the bamboo plant, bamboo is quickly rising in the ranks of earth-friendly fabric, but it's not as clean as we think. Bamboo is one of the fastest-growing plants in the world, making it an amazing resource. It requires very little water and no fertilizers or pesticides to grow. Despite this, the process of turning bamboo into fabric is actually very chemically intensive in order to get it into the soft fabric we all love. Bamboo fiber production produces quite a bit of waste. 50% of hazardous waste from production cannot be recaptured and goes right into the environment. Also, because so much of the bamboo we use comes from China, it is hard to regulate pesticide use. So many growers do use it to maximize their outputs, but don't always declare it. So the bamboo waters can be murky and not always as clear as we may think. Bamboo is naturally highly sweat absorbent, pulling moisture from the skin for evaporation in what is called moisture wicking. Claims that it is naturally antibacterial or UV resistant are unclear, as the process of making it into fiber seems to disqualify this. The fabric itself, though, is incredibly soft and feels great on the skin. Because of its chemically intensive production, bamboo isn't quite as sustainable as we think, and while it may biodegrade, it is considered a fabric falling between naturals and synthetics. It would need to be properly recycled in a facility rather than simply in your compost, and microfibers are a cause for concern with bamboo. We'd like to note that there is a similar fabric on the rise, and it is called Lyocell, which is also known by the brand name Tencel. This fabric uses a closed-loop process to recapture and reuse 99% of the chemical solution. It is often made from sustainably farmed eucalyptus trees, making it an increasingly popular green fabric option. Julie, the founder of Logan & Finley, would like to note that not all bamboo is the same. At Logan & Finley, they sell closed-loop bamboo and other certified fabrics, which means the fabrics are processed with very little waste and the bamboo is sourced in a sustainable way. The fourth fabric on our list is cotton. Cotton is a well-known, high-in-demand fabric that makes up a quarter of all fabric used in clothing and textiles. In a process that is quite unsustainable, cotton uses a tremendous amount of water, 700 gallons for a t-shirt, which is the same amount a person drinks in 2.5 years. Pesticides, 35% of the world's insecticides and pesticides, and arable land. Organic cotton is definitely the better option, but often requires more land because crop yields decrease over time. Microfibers are a huge issue, and with non-organic cotton, they begin to leach into our water systems and environment when we wash our clothes. Most cotton is not wholly biodegradable if it has been treated or dyed with non-natural dyes, while organic cotton would eventually biodegrade. Fifth on the list is wool. Wool is a historical favorite, but not for everyone, especially certain vegans. It is, however, one of the most environmentally friendly, in terms of the actual fabric, out there. But the reason we've listed it as fifth is due to its carbon footprint. The biggest issue with wool comes from the methane gas emissions caused by gassy sheep. 50% of wool's carbon footprint comes from the sheep themselves, but on the flip side, sheep are usually raised on non-arable land, requiring less resources than some other plant-based options. In terms of the fabric itself, wool is tough, wrinkle-resistant, resilient, and it can absorb a ton of moisture before feeling damp. It is warm and can replace many polyester fleeces out there, helping reduce the amount of microfiber shedding that occurs. When wool microfibers are released into the world, they biodegrade naturally. The average lifespan of a wool garment is 2 to 10 years, compared to 2 to 3 years for a typical cotton or synthetic garment. So while the carbon footprint is high, our rate of consumption of it is lower than other fabrics. Our last fabric, coming in at number 6, is polyester. Polyester is the least sustainable option, yet it's one that is currently dominating the clothing industry. 60% of clothing has polyester in it. The fabric is stretchy, durable, comfortable, and easy to take care of. However, it is a plastic product manufactured from crude oil. Recycled polyester is slightly better, as it reduces the amount of oil being used, which is 9.5 billion liters annually for virgin polyester production. And it reduces waste, but eventually, it will also have the same environmental repercussions as new polyester when it comes time for disposal. Polyester releases a ton of microfibers into the water every time it is washed, and there is no way this fabric breaks down or biodegrades easily, as it takes up to 200 years to decompose. Our fish, and eventually us, especially if you eat meat, consume these microfibers, which is dangerous to the health of marine life, ourselves, and the world's oceans and waterways. Many brands proudly share that their clothing lines are made from recycled ocean plastic or from recycled water bottles. However, unless the garment is something that is required to be waterproof, raincoats, shoes, bathing suits, certain types of activewear, it shouldn't be made from virgin or recycled polyester fibers. Don't let brands greenwash you into believing that a simple, everyday dress or shirt is sustainable because it's made from recycled plastic. Quite simply, it's not. To sum up, these are the four sources of almost all fashion fabrics in order of sustainability. First, under plant, we have hemp, linen, jute, and cotton. Under tree, we have lyocell, viscose or bamboo, modal, and rayon. The third category is animal, and under that we have silk, cashmere, wool, and leather. And last, and definitely least, is oil, and that has polyester, nylon, acrylic, and spandex. I've also listed the fabrics that do and that do not contain plastic microfibers. The next time you're shopping, you can consider this list before purchasing. Fabrics that do have plastic are polyester, nylon, spandex, acrylic, chiffon, fleece, and satin. And fabrics that don't contain plastic include hemp, linen, silk, wool, genuine leather, bamboo, rayon or viscose. Always be sure to check the actual fabric breakdown when buying clothing, either on the tag in store or in the fine print online. Some may market their clothing as sustainable, and it might say cashmere sweater, but when you check the breakdown, it might only be 55% wool, with the rest being a blend of polyester or some other non-sustainable fabric. Mixed fabrics are the hardest to break down, to recycle, and to responsibly care for.